And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you in to positive vibrations on a regular basis. Also, this Positive Head Podcast is definitely a labor of love for Dalian and I, but make no mistake, it takes a lot of time, energy, and resources to produce 5 episodes each and every week for you, our listeners. So if you enjoy the Positive Head Podcast, it would be stellar and much appreciated if you showed us your support at positivehead.com by picking up one of our unique Positive Head bracelets. Of course, you would most certainly be helping yourself in the process because it functions as much more than just another stylish accessory. And if you haven't ever seen one, they're really cool, simple little bracelets with our Flower of Life sacred geometry inspired logo. They're actually made out of recycled tires and metal, so our intention is, of course, to do something positive by giving new life to previously discarded goods. And as far as their functionality goes, they act as a daily reminder to help you focus on the positive aspects of your daily life. The concept was actually inspired by studies that you can read about on our website. But besides that, many people believe just wearing something with sacred geometry is empowering in and of itself, which you can also read about on our site. And of course, as the Buddha once famously said, what you think, you become. So we believe having something on your wrist that reminds you to keep a positive head, the same way a Fitbit reminds you to keep active, makes a whole lot of sense. Of course, we charge way less than Fitbit for helping you to manage your mental health because we let you name your price for your positive head bracelet. The reason we do that is because our heartfelt intention is to spread the positivity at all costs, first and foremost. That is our primary aim. And we don't ever want money to stand in the way of somebody wearing one. So if money is super tight and you want to pay as low as our cost to get one, no problem. On the flip side, if you love our podcast and just hit the lotto and want to show us your support by paying $1 million for one, well, that won't hurt our feelings much either, I assure you. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your spazzy host, Brandon Beecham. I've got my co-host, Dalian, here with me. Dalian, what's up, my friend?
Yes, brother.
Yes, brother.
Getting excited over here, too.
Sorry, you're a little hopped up on coffee.
Oh, yeah. I said excited, but maybe I should have said weird. I was getting a little weird there for a second. You're... enthusiasm is infectious, and so is Tony Robbins.
Well, I just watched this Tony Robbins video, right, which we're going to share in a bit, so I think that did it.
Yeah. I was actually not quite ready for his enthusiasm dialed up to 11.
Yeah, no, he's definitely on one all the time. I mean, he's like an alien. My friend who's goes to a lot of his events, it's like, he's an alien. He's up there. Sometimes he'll be standing up there for like... 5 hours straight, no bathroom break, no, like, this guy just goes and goes and goes. So pretty intense.
Yeah, he's a standout, somewhat of an oddity, very special dude. Yeah, if he can keep up his energy like that, and he naturally has that much energy, and is that
he's doing something
enthusiastic,
right.
Yeah, he's clearly doing what he was born to do, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Let's jump right in here. We got some reviews. Good news. I love getting those. Makes me feel happier because I'm happy no matter what. But these are, let's see here. We have a few I'll read off on iTunes. I am so, this one's by Aerial Attack. And it says, I am so grateful for this podcast. It has changed my perspective on life, but more importantly, myself. I vibrate on a higher frequency because of the gift that you guys have shared with me. I love you guys. Thank you, Ariel. Ah, thank you, Ariel. That means the world to us to hear your positive feedback and sort of completing the circle, as we like to put it. We're putting this labor of love out to the world, and when it reflects back, it feels really, really good, and it continues to fuel us. So thank you. Thank you. Next one I have is by Diana Desmond. Positive Fire is the title, and it says, hey, Brandon and Dalian, the positive head came into my radar in its early days at a time when I really needed it. It was a job. I was in a job that isolated me from the world and was going through a dark night of the soul period. I wrote a review, and when you guys read it on episode 60, I was so stoked because it was as if somebody had heard me, a glimmer of light that reached me at a point when I was questioning everything. Sometimes I feel like a fish out of water, but when I found the positive head, I was reminded that there really is a soul family tree out there connected to me and like-minded people who just get it. You guys feel like old friends who I have never met. I have been listening the whole time and want you to know that I hear you. I use each episode as a burst of oxygen that keeps my positive fire ignited and burning strong. Keep it up. You guys truly rock my world. Sending so much love and appreciation, Diana. Wow.
Oh, that was a wonderful. Good one.
Thank you, Diana. And I think I recognize this name from before. So, yeah, thank you, Diana, for continuing to send us your love and support. It really, really feels nice. Okay, we received one more, and this one is a little spicy, Dalian. Great content, but ... And it's 3 out of 5 stars. So I think we've only received like a couple out of 150 or so reviews, maybe only a couple that weren't 5 stars. Mm-hmm. So let's see what the spiced one has to say. This is a great podcast. I really enjoy the subjects covered here, and I have discovered many new positive influences from this show. My only criticism is the production quality, specifically the mic noise. Every time Dalian takes a breath, it sounds like a whistle softly blowing. It really distracts me and actually put me off to the show. Guys, seriously, invest in a mic shield to block those hissing, whistling, breathing sounds. Much love and keep up the good work. Wow. So this is interesting. This person loves the show or likes the show. And thank you so much for your honest feedback and for your, your support as far as the show goes. It's, I really actually appreciate this feedback a lot. For one, it is true. I have a mic shield on mine and Dalian doesn't. So maybe that's something we should look at doing. Other people, do you notice any weird sounds from Dalian's mic? If so, maybe let us know if or if not it bothers you. It's really interesting because I instantly think of a quote by Rumi. If you are irritated by every rub, how will your mirror be polished? And it's unfortunate that the spiced one has allowed this to bother them so much that it sort of put them off the show, as they said. And, one of my favorite teachers, Osho, talks about these sorts of things. Like if you're meditating and there's noise outside or something negative is happening, quote unquote negative, the kid crying, whatever, you actually incorporate that into your, oh yeah, anytime I hear a car go by outside when I'm meditating, that actually puts me into a deeper state of meditation. So you use all of these distractions as a way to further appreciate. And it's an interesting approach to life. It's an interesting, thought, right? Spice one. I mean, we're not perfect. The show isn't perfect. We're recording it without, we're not, in the grandest studio in the world or anything like that. But it's, I think this is just very, very interesting because if you were to allow it to sort of put you off something that otherwise you get a lot of positivity from, maybe there's a lesson in there for you. Maybe there's an opportunity here for you to then say, this thing, it's just a perspective. I've decided this is really, really annoying to me. I haven't heard this from anyone. Actually, I heard this from someone a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might even be the same person. I don't know. But, anything that is irritating you, maybe there's something there for you to look further. How can I use this? How can I take this story, this idea, because I've decided it's this negative thing, and flip it into something totally different. Then you, because of course there's all kinds of rubs out there in the world, right? How do I take this rub and actually know that it's working for me and use it by telling a new story about it, changing my state based off of it? Every time I hear that whistling sound, that's a whistle from the universe to elevate my vibration. I don't know. Make something up, right?
When I started editing the podcast, especially the dailies, you know, like 9 months ago, I would, the process would be really slow for me and sometimes painful because I am a bit of a perfectionist. And yeah, every little thing like that would also annoy me, right? Mm-hmm. Because I was trying to make this podcast sound as good as possible. And I know that there's a few other complaints that could be made, not just about my mic, because that's a pretty obvious one, but about, for example, background noise, because we're in a noisy street. Unfortunately, that has infiltrated a few recordings that, you know, where it annoyed me at the time. I was sitting here and a huge truck would, you know, come rumbling through and I was like, oh, there's no way that that's not going to get picked up, right?
Right, right.
But yeah, I've had to learn how to let go of a lot of that stuff because if I let it bug me down, then the podcast editing process might take hours and hours every day.
Right.
And I'm no pro, so it would also frustrate me a great deal, et cetera, et cetera. And eventually I just had to figure out that I could only do my very best, but at the same time, not get too caught up in every little thing or, you know, it just wouldn't work. So,
right. Well, you know, and I would say, and this is just my opinion, you know, Spiced One is very entitled to their own sort of way of, you know, approaching things in life. But I would say, okay, so you love the show, but, you know, we're not, you know, we haven't 1 year in and nailed the production quality to the highest degree with this, you know, like you'd expect on TV or something like that, right? So, okay, take dock a star, right? We've got 3 out of 5 stars. It's like,
what's the other
content
one?
Over form, form over content. Like, right. I don't know. I would maybe say dock us a star, 2 stars. Like, it's essentially helping to like lower our rankings, you know, so that other people won't, you know, it helps really probably moving more into like a, I guess, a negative review when you're docked a few. So it's like essentially like holding us back from reaching more people and some maybe very small level. But, you know, so that's just something that I would consider, Spiced One. Just, you know, as you approach things, how can I be choose to be less annoyed by all the imperfection of the world? Look at the imperfections as perfectly imperfect and see what sort of feelings that drums up in me as opposed to, you know, feeling put off and irritated. So, but I really, really, really appreciate this. Actually, look, it led to a great topic of conversation on the show. It is perfect in itself. So yeah. There is no right or wrong. And thank you for taking the time to tell us how you feel. Well, let's see here. Moving right along. Galen, you have a story to share?
Yes, I wanted to talk about the Bosnian pyramids, Brandon, because apparently there's pyramids in Bosnia and I didn't know anything about it, as I suspect
a few of our listeners might.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know anything about it, Brandon, but they're pretty impressive from what I've seen so far and also relatively recently discovered, only within the last decade, and already exhibiting a few very interesting traits. One of the ones that I saw that was fascinating was that there's supposedly an energy beam shooting out of the top of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And this, by the way, was courtesy of an EWAO article.
There's an energy beam seen shooting out of it?
Yeah. It's a, I don't know that it's visible energy, Brandon, but it's been measured by devices. Yeah. And what it is there's already quite a few apparently sonic type energies about the pyramids. So vibrations and frequencies can be measured, but it's not necessarily electromagnetic. It's ultrasonic frequency energy from what I'm seeing here. But the beam that shoots out the top of the pyramid is also remarkable because its energy seems to be amplified as it travels further and further away. So it gets stronger as it leaves the pyramid. That defies the laws of physics. Because it should be the opposite. So that already is pretty interesting. There was one guy, Dr. Osmanagic. I apologize if I mispronounce the name, but these pyramids are located in the Visoko area of Bosnia.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done some pretty extensive research out there for the last few years. There's even a website. It hasn't been updated for a couple of years, but BosnianPyramids.org.
Wow.
Yeah, where you can find quite a bit of info in there. So this article lists five things that are unique and strange about the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
Among them, the weird energy beam, that are referenced. With the strength, it says the radius of the beam is 4.5 meters, a frequency of 28 kilohertz, which is fairly high vibration there, and the strength of 3.9 volts. There's also ultrasound beams at the pyramids of the sun. The pyramid of the sun, I suppose, is the largest one. And this one's also perfectly oriented north, Brandon, which is like a feature of a lot of these pyramid complexes. But this one's oriented north with a super high degree of perfection.
Mm-hmm.
It's only got like a very small deviation. And it might actually even be larger than the Great Pyramid in Giza in Egypt. Yeah. So it's also got, if you see photographs of these hills, Brandon, their shape is very regular and pyramidal. It's almost perfect, right? So ultrasound beams, ultrasound oscillations would be another one. Negative ions in abundance. Energy screening showed that the ionization level has over 43,000 negative ions, which are about 200 times higher than the average concentration.
Wow.
And levels of negative radiation. What is even more impressive this year is the fact that tests have confirmed that the levels of negative radiation through the Hartman-Curry and Schneider grids are equal to zero in the tunnels discovered. There's also tunnels. There's writings in the tunnels that could have been, just done after the fact and made possibly hoax. So they don't mention it here, but I saw it when researching a little bit more about this. There's something out there. Just such a collection of really interesting, facts and all of these different things that, would lead me to believe there's more to the pyramids than just a very
structure,
unique and natural phenomena. Yeah.
Right. Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing, Dalian. Let's see. Moving right along. What I want to share today is, as we mentioned at the top of the show, a clip from Tony Robbins. And we'll go ahead and just jump right into that. It's How to Have Self-Confidence. Is the title of this clip I found on Randy Munt's YouTube page. Let's take a listen.
This could be the greatest time you ever live if you control what you focus on, if you find a more empowering meaning, and if you decide to model the actions of those who succeeded before you. It can be the best financial time, the best emotional time, the best spiritual time of your life, but you better take control of your state. And if you think you're going to do it just by today, you're wrong. You're going to need to get yourself some rituals. Right now, every one of you in this room is controlled by your rituals. I don't just mean this one. I mean, every morning you get up. I know your body. I can look at your body right now, and I can guess your rituals. Some of you, your rituals to work out 5 times a week, I can see it clearly. 4 to 6 times a week, it's obvious. Because you couldn't look like that if you didn't do that. Some form of workout. I don't care if it's walking, lifting, whatever. Some of you, it's obvious that lifting weights is part of it. You can see by that man's muscles. I know what his rituals are. Because your life comes from your rituals. If you don't develop the ritual, you're kidding yourself. How many agree with me on this? Raise your hand, say I. And there are rituals that put you in state, and there are rituals that take you out of state. You have rituals in your relationship, you have rituals with your body, you have rituals around your finances, and the rituals that worked in the reaping time of fall in the markets and in business and in real estate, those rituals won't work now. If you do the right thing at the wrong time, you get pain. I'll say that again. If you do the right, you go, but Tony, I'm doing the right thing, but I'm not being rewarded. If you do the right thing at the wrong time, you don't get rewarded, you get pain. So you better do the right thing at the right time. And to do that, you better know what season you're in. And to do that, you better learn how to change your state, how to take control of your own conditioning. That's what I live for. Does this make sense to you? Yes or no? Come on, guys. Yes or no? So now it's time to train yourself to do that. I'll show you how fast it can change. Try this just for a second. I want to show you what you can do with just focus. Try this for a moment. I'm going to give you a test. Sit up in your chair with some energy. Make sure your buddy next to you is in a strong state. If otherwise, adjust their state. Come on, change their physiology, whatever they got to do. See if they're ticklish. That might help. Now do this. I want you to look around this room right now and find everything in this room that you can find that is brown. As fast as you can. Look for brown. Look for brown. Look for brown. Look for brown. Look around you. Look for brown. Look for brown. Look for brown. Okay, close your eyes. I'm going to give you a test. With your eyes closed now, shout out loud everything you saw that was red. If you see a lot more brown right now than red, say yes. Open your eyes. Look for red now. I want you to really look for red. Look for red. Look for red. Look for red. Anything you can find that's red, look for red. All around you, look for red. Raise your hand if you found more red this time and say I. Why did you find more red this time? Because seek and you shall. That's right. Whatever you focus on, you're going to find it. In fact, let me tell you something. You'll even find it when it's not there. How many saw burgundy called it red just so you could have more things you counted? Raise your hand. Say, aye, come on. See, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find. So if you want to change your life, my friends, you got to change your physiology and you got to change your focus. By the way, how fast can you change that stuff? How fast, my friends? How fast? How fast? Come on. In a heartbeat, once you rechange your conditioning, that's all you got to do. And you can do it fast. You can do it with a question or two. Try this right now. Answer this question in your mind and be honest. What in your life today, if you wanted to be, could you feel proud about right now? If you wanted to feel proud, if you didn't feel like, I shouldn't be proud, if you wanted to feel proud, what could you be proud of in your life today? Your children, your health, your body, is there a problem you faced? Instead of running from it, you finally stepped up and handled it? What could you feel proud of in your life today if you wanted to feel proud? How many can think of something? And when you think about this thing you're proud of, what about that makes you feel proud? What do you focus on that makes you feel proud? How do you breathe when you really start to feel proud? What's the kind of look on your face that starts to happen when you let yourself feel proud? Yeah. How's that feel? Think of another area of life. Think of an area of your life that you're grateful for. Or if you go, I'm not grateful. If you wanted to be grateful, what's an area you could feel grateful for? What could you feel grateful for if you really wanted to feel grateful? How many can think of something you could feel grateful for? Let me see your hands. And what about that are you grateful for? What do you focus on that makes you feel grateful? How does it feel when you're really, truly feeling filled with gratitude? Here's one. If you wanted to be excited about your life right now, and you're willing to be excited, you're willing to buck everybody else's trend, what could you feel excited about in your life if you wanted to feel excited? What could you get excited about if you're really focused on it and you really took it in? And you weren't in a negative place, what could you get excited about if you wanted to be excited in your life? What could you get excited about? How many of you can think of something you feel excited about right now? Raise your hand. Let me see your hand. Say I. When you're really excited about it, what about that excites you? Or when you're really excited, how do you feel? How do you speak? What's your life like? By the way, when you're excited, does it tend to touch other people? Yes or no? Absolutely. By the way, do people have a tendency? By the way, who feels different right now than just even a couple moments ago? Raise your hand. Say I. Why? Because focus is controlled by questions. If you ask a different question continuously, not once, continuously, you will get a different answer. If you ask a lousy question, you get a lousy answer and a lousy state. Somebody says, why does this always happen to me? It doesn't always happen to you, but the brain's like a computer. Ask it a question, it'll have to come up with an answer because you deserve it, you idiot. Someone will say, how come I can never lose weight? You can lose weight, but if you keep saying, how come I can never lose weight, the brain's got to come and answer. It goes, you're a pig. Lousy questions create what? Lousy answers. Ask a better question, get a better answer. Now here's what I want you to get. I want you to get that you can change your state. How fast, guys? How fast? How fast? And if you get the habit of doing it, you'll have a different life.
So yeah, definitely he's on 11, as you said, Dalian. I mean, some really great points in here. If you do the right thing at the wrong time, you'll get pain. So I think this is a really important piece that he touches on. And I would take that a little bit further and say, you know, what is your intuition telling you? Are you really following your inner guidance? Are you following your heart? Are you following your gut? Are you just trying to do something out there? So it's like not only doing, you know, sort of the optimal thing, but doing it in the right timing. And that's getting in the flow. And how do you get in the flow? Well, you get in the flow by the other things that he's talking about here. What could you feel proud about today? What have you overcome? What have you been through? And yet you're still going, you're still getting up, you're still smiling. You've been through hell and you're still kind. That's something to feel proud about. We've all got these things. Sure, we have times where we've disappointed ourselves. Give that no attention. Give that no energy. Focus, like he says, up, close your eyes, focus on brown. Close your eyes, focus on red. Close your eyes, focus on the things to be proud about. Close your eyes, focus on the things to be grateful for. Close your eyes, focus on the things to feel excited about, you know. Now open them and go keep that vibration, keep that state. It's so, so important. What is your state? What is your state right now as you're listening to this? Your state is elevated, right? Because you're feeling the energy from Tony. You're feeling the energy as I continue to talk about it. It's a vibration. You're tuning in. It's like eating food, right? It's the same sort of thing. It's soul food for thought. So what are you going to do to control your own consumption, right? Are you controlling your own consumption or is it controlling you? Are you just haphazardly going through life, flying blind, consuming all these awful ideas and thoughts, and then wondering why you feel like crap all the time? You know, it's ask a better question and get a better answer. Don't ask the bad questions. Catch yourself. I'm asking a question that is crap. It's an awful question. How about I ask a better question, a question with hope, with belief, with, you know, excitement. All find your highest excitement. This is the path. And, you know, Tony, of course, is a little different approach. We talk about these things all the time. And I just love hearing it from someone different's perspective. And he's someone who's obviously figured this out. The guy is a huge success and helped so many people in the process. I mean, he has lived an incredible life and continues to just touch many, many, many lives. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I went to one event with him and I just saw him literally like reach into people's lives and just transform them with perspective. And we're all empowered to be able to do the same type of thing.
Yeah, I love how he talks about things like habits and how we're creatures of habit. Our routines is who we are. You know, our the things that we do all the time is what make us up. And I don't know that he says it outright, but it's very, of course, heavily implied there that there's so much that's unconscious that's just being repeated all the time without us knowing why, really. And, you know, if we all really took a hard look, our lives are made up of many of these routines. But yeah, so many of them were established a long time ago and have been just perpetuated with no question.
Yeah, exactly. You're just kind of like flying blind. Like, oh, I did this yesterday, so I'm going to do it again today. It felt like crap yesterday. It's going to feel like crap again today. But exactly. Let's just keep going because I haven't really considered the fact that I can totally change it.
Yep. Yeah. And the Positive Head podcast in general is all about, you know, all of you out there knowing that there's more even to the fact that positive affirmations work. It's fully the fact that we are in control of our own realities, not perhaps in yet to the sense that we can just snap our fingers and things are so, but we're trending towards that. And the thing is, we are really in control of how we react, how we think. We're not necessarily fully in control of external circumstances, but we fully control our frequency, our personal vibration. And since we're, you know, creatures of habit made up of our routines, then to me, it seems the obvious exercise to be very aware of what those are, right? To consciously choose them, consciously change them. And yeah, realize that you can recreate yourself in the figure of someone who is confident, if you don't think
in each moment. You know, Abraham talks about this. It's like, if we were you, we would really take advantage of the new day. It's, you know, you always are sort of a carryover from your previous day. That's typically how people are living. But the truth of the matter is you're born anew, you know, each moment. So the morning time is a great time. Open your eyes. Oh, I'm like a baby, completely born anew. The past is nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be found. I can drag it with me like a ball and chain into this moment if I want to, or I could choose to say, I'm born completely anew. I'm going to approach this like the world is my oyster. Who knows? Anything can happen. You know, finding my highest excitement in the fact that, you know, if you were born, think about it. If you were born like a child, a baby right now, look at the marvel and wonder of a baby, the way they're looking around. Everything is new. Everything is fascinating. Everything is divine. And that is really, you know, as Jesus said, lest ye become like a child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. I believe what he was teaching in that moment was become childlike, become in awe of the moment and the possibility ahead of you, because you have eternity. You're not going anywhere. You may be 70 years old listening to this. Well, guess what? That's just when you incarnated in this physical body. You're gonna cross at some point, and when you do, the journey is going to continue. Your consciousness is going to stay intact. All the lessons you learned are going to carry forward. All the lessons you didn't learn are going to carry forward. So you might as well get to it and act as if you're being born anew and find the wonder, the excitement. And this state is where all the magic comes from. All right, Dalian. Well, that was another wonderful experience. Thank you for sharing. Thank you guys for listening. And we do have some music we're going to leave with you for this episode. What do we got, Dalian?
It's a track by an artist called Indian Wells.
Okay.
It's a track that I, in my native tongue, would pronounce as Alcantara.
Ah, hope you all enjoy.